Iran's chief nuclear negotiator says technical details and the sanctions removal are the two most important issues that will be discussed in the new round of talks with EP5+1.
There are two issues that need to be highlighted in this round of talks. One is regarding the questions which haven't been resolved yet, or those for which there are solutions, but the details of which haven't been fully discussed. Certain technicalities may require more elaborate discussions. The second issue pertains to the sanctions and the commitment of all parties. Much of the commotion that was created in the past week was meant for propaganda purposes, but it should be made clear how the sanctions will be removed and what guarantees are provided for the agreement. Also, a specific mechanism needs to be worked out to make sure all sides stick to their commitments.
Zarif also said the negotiating partners should discuss all the solutions and then start drafting the text of any agreement. He says Iranian and the six countries' negotiators need to make serious progress in finding detailed solutions. The Iranian foreign minister said reaching a nuclear agreement would not be difficult if the other side has the same political will as do Iranians. He also criticized the 47 U.S. senators for their letter about the future of any final deal. He says that their actions show the world that Iran is genuinely seeking to find some solutions and that a small group is resorting to all means to prevent any deal. The new round of talks will start Sunday afternoon in the Swiss city of Lausanne. Mohammad Hassan Khani is a professor at the Imam Sadegh University, who joins us here in the studios to tell us what he thinks. Professor Khani, there's so many new developments in the past week that I'm not going to cite every one of them, be it good or bad, but have your take on it, because some camps are saying there's some positive signals that are coming from the U.S.
When it comes to this new round of negotiations, as we approach the last phases, or coming to the end of these negotiations, it seems to me that there are three very important issues, three very important points that I like to make here. The first one is the fact that nothing should be taken for granted until we reach an agreement and all sides sign and confirm publicly reaching that agreement. So nothing is for sure. The second point is the fact that it seems to me all sides try to somehow maximize their gains on the final agreement, and that could be somehow a challenge to the final agreement, but provided those expectations or those maximizing of their gains will not cross the red lines of each side, that is something that can be managed. And finally, the last point is the fact that it's very obvious that the White House is under huge pressure from the Congress, from the AIPAC, from the Israeli government to somehow concede or change its policy towards the negotiation, which is too late to do or to be done in some way. And this, the letter signed by the senators is somehow a sign of that pressure, maybe the last on a series of pressure on the White House.
And one final question here. You know, this fatwa that Iran's leader has issued, it has been issued for a while now. And there was talk about it a year ago. But what has happened just recently, the past couple of days, is the fact that the U.S. has come out and said that we're going to take this fatwa, we're going to take it to the U.N., and we're going to see if this is going to be binding. In other words, and I should point out that John Kerry, Secretary of State, has paid respect to the fatwa that Iran's leader has issued. Do you think that that is a signal coming from the U.S. As being a positive one, the fact that it's taking this to the U.N. and at the same time also a review of Iran's sanctions removal may be discussed at the same time?
It is somehow a way to link between the agreement between Iran and 5+1, which is taking place outside the UN framework, and to the UN Security Council regarding Iran. That can be interpreted or means that if the agreement is signed and agreed by all parties, that could go to the Security Council in a way that even the UN Security Council resolutions against Iran, which have imposed sanctions against Iran in the past few years, can be lifted. So in that sense, it's a positive step, in my view.
Thank you very much for that, Professor Mohammad Hassan Khani, professor at the Imam Sadegh University, talking to us here in the studio. It's a pleasure.